Desolation Angel Radio, March 28th, 2020. Kip Williams with you. Continuing with our series of getting on here every night and bringing different voices, different people from around the country, people I know, people you know, and adding their voice to what's happening in these days we live in that are going to change everything forever. And hopefully every night bringing you some information, some hope. Tonight especially, especially for my festival friends, Fire Tribe friends, friends all over the country, dance friends. Tanith Roberts, in the space of a week, has become a central hub for information on people that all over the nation right now are using technology to continue to have fires, hold drumming circles, hold prayer circles, and doing it every night and doing it in a way where everybody can participate using Zoom technology, Facebook Live technology. I talked last night that I had briefly talked to her. We did not have enough time, and hopefully this will, we took a much longer time tonight. There's a lot of resources here. Not only is it an enjoyable conversation to listen to, not only does it give you a chance to hear two people connecting between New York and Maryland, but talking about things that you can participate in, things that hopefully will lift your spirit up and help you feel connected to that that whole tribe of humanity that we're all part of. As always, I'll start with a song, and then we'll jump right into the interview.
To my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I in wise to leave them open for so long?
Thank you.
As promised in the intro, and last night, there's a story behind that. We got Tanith Roberts on the line right now. And I will tell you folks this. When I said she was helping facilitate a fire ceremony last night, she was, and she and I had an interview earlier in the day, and it was between friends, and it went about 5-7 minutes. And as experienced as I am at this after 9 years, that file went completely away. And so I had my other interviews and said, and then with Tanith and I were talking earlier today, we figured out why. Because she's got a wealth of information, and we'll get to that in a little bit here, because right now you're going to hear two friends catching up with one another. How are you?
Fantastic. So excited that, you know, I can be productive and helping other people right now and taking this time to really cultivate my own home as well. My partner, Joe, and I are expanding our garden this year, making it bigger and putting in another bed, planting more variety of different things as one of the, you know, great exercises to take care of ourselves.
I think that's something everybody should be doing this year is planting a garden if they can. And
absolutely.
I mean, it's like, and go with the good stuff. Go with the potatoes, you know, and the beans. And
well, yeah. You know, a lot of people have dietary restrictions too. So some people don't have very much space. So I suggest grow lettuce. That's a very simple, easy thing that can make a huge difference in your pocketbook later down the road when, you know,
when you've grown your own organic lettuce and you can pick it as opposed to having to go to the store and try and find some. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's another reason I don't have to leave the house right now because I'm growing my own stuff. So we've got such a huge amount of things that are going on in our garden this year, from garlic and onions and leeks to your basic herbs of rosemary, thyme, parsley, sage, lemon thyme. We have beans going, cantaloupe, cucumbers, like tomatoes, all your basics.
Right. I'm big on beets. Beets are a superfood. Beets are a thing for me. I grow them. It's like,
I wish our soil was good for beets, but it's a work in progress. So maybe in a year or two we'll get those in. But
so
we don't eat a lot of them.
Right. And but I mean, it's like, yeah, taking this time. So you're doing okay emotionally and mentally with what's happening right now. You're getting through it.
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate that I know so many inspiring, beautiful people in this community. From Ms. Imani running her, you know, she's doing some Zoom things, Julie Woods, Jay Wow, and Penny Olson, they have a thing that they do daily practically on Facebook Live. Katie Gaughan with her drum circles that she's doing in Greenbelt, where she broadcasts those. Sometimes she does them Zoom so that her and Kristen Arant can play together and share that energy out. And whenever people are joining in the neighborhood, they're all at least 6 feet apart from each other. So you hear this unique sound coming across the community where everybody just kind of goes out on their front porch and they're playing their drums. And it's really cool.
That does sound cool. Yeah.
You know, then there's the Fire Tribe community with Bright Hawk and Hollis, my dear friends on the West Coast. They're part of the Vegas Vortex group as well, Family of Fire. You've got Jeff and Abby Spinner McBride. All of these beautiful, wonderful people came together last night to do this amazing fire circle. From afar, you know, I was grateful to be able to be part of that where I, you know, lit a fire on my own end. I didn't get to stay for the whole thing because my phone died on me and it took more battery power than I knew to do that. But, you know, we're all learning as we're learning the Zoom FaceTime Live, Facebook mm-hmm. Live, Messenger Live.
Right. Lesson one, keep your charger handy.
Right. Keep chargers handy.
Lesson one.
That would have been very helpful. Yeah. It died when I was helping Imani with hers, I'm not even sure I was even helping. I just lit a fire and was listening and witnessing. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing about our tribe is everybody that connects in, well, if you just watch, you're witnessing. You are part.
Right. You're
are contributing an energy to it.
Yeah.
So everybody that ever participates in any way is part of that, you know, and mm-hmm. that's what makes the huge difference. When you've got these amazing people that start it and instigate it, and, you know, you can sing along with the chants, or some of them do call and responses, mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, Zoom has bad lag time sometimes with the sound, but we're finding ways that we can work through it. There's also another app we're working on trying with a couple of the groups. It's called 8x8 that's supported by Verizon. I was told that one might be a little better than Zoom. I don't know. We're still testing them out. So if anybody comes up with a better way where you can have multiple voices at the same time so that we can sing together and drum together and those kind of things, we're you know, working to still connect as much as possible online, you know, and these are some really amazing things that we're trying to pull together, you know.
So
you also go ahead.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's because this is great. This is incredible because what you and I talked about this in the space of less than a week. You found yourself in a central position, a pivot position for connecting all of these people. And it didn't culminate in just one thing last night with all of those people you named. Now there's a whole bunch of things moving forward. So what inspired you to do this? Where did you get started with this to go, okay, then this is what we're going to do now together nationwide as a community?
First, I got to say, I started with Imani like almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. assisting her with Soul Fire events. And that's where I was able to bring in my professional organizing skills and start learning how to co-facilitate, if you will, or just be, you know, the behind-the-scenes person that helps with logistics and things like that is basically what I did with Ms. Imani. You know, helping with registration of events to, oh, we need fire tech, whatever, build a fire, mm-hmm. Those kind of things. So I saw that she was going to be doing an event, and then also at the same time, I saw that Bright Hawk and Hollis were going to do an event. You know, the Family of Fire event. And I saw their cross-post of names and times and things, and it got confusing because East Coast time, Mountain time, both saying 7 o'clock. It was like, wait a minute, who's doing what? So I went to get clarification for a lot of people that were asking me questions in the Open Spirit Circle group. Open Spirit Circle group is a circle that I started when Ms. Imani left the area and she was doing the Soul Fire Insides, and people still wanted to do Soul Fire Inside. And because Imani and Katie Gaughan both had me help with logistics within that circle, you know, where I would help set up and take down and advertise the events and, you know, just logistical stuff. So mm-hmm. when they couldn't participate anymore, I kept the circle going anyway, because we had plenty of people that wanted to drum, dance, sing, chant, and play around the fire. Mm-hmm. So I kind of fell into that. And then, like, trying to clarify for other people, you know, people started coming to me asking questions so I could clarify it and post it out there on the other group pages. You know, like, yes, you have to join the Family of Fire group page in order to get into their events. And this is a security thing so that we don't have inappropriate people. Not inappropriate, because we like to be very inclusive.
But you don't need trolls,
we're trying to keep the trolls, the spammers, the people that are just out to make a buck off of there. You know, we're trying to support each other and love each other and be inclusive. So when we ask you to join the group, it's so that then we can post the events in there privately and the trolls can't spam us out. You know, so we're doing it for security reasons in that aspect. It's not that we're trying to eliminate anybody. We just don't want a bunch of robots trying to sell us some cat litter or something, you know?
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, I get it. So last night, so you coordinated that, which meant that
Hollis coordinated that. But
last night you went from a 7 o'clock one on the East Coast with Imani, and that turned into a 9 o'clock one.
A mountain time.
Yeah, mountain time.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Yeah, so Imani started first with her 7 o'clock meeting. I just lit a fire and was following along with it, and then my phone died. And then I tried to get on for the one that Bright Hawk and Hollis were doing at 7 o'clock mountain time. And again, I lit a fire for that one and got in on that one. And that one was coordinated by Hollis and Bright Hawk with Bright Hawk Productions. They took the lead on that, but you know, when Ms. Imani finished with hers that she was doing, she then joined in with the group as well. So she came in, maybe 15 minutes after they had gotten started. And
so it kind of went from east to west and covered the whole evening.
Yeah, it did. We had well over 50 people on the Zoom call for Family of Fire at one point. When I was looking through, I was seeing some very old familiar faces around the fire. That was very comforting to see people sitting there watching and showing their videos, whether they had a candle burning or cuddled up in their you know, with their little critters, their kittens and their puppies, or you know, and some people were really getting very involved singing along. You can tell that they were trying to sing along with the chants and or playing other instruments and stuff. It was really cool.
I think the timing is magnificent, and here's why. Because I've got a friend who is a former ICURN, 30 years experience, and she knows timing on ICU. And it's actually universal with human beings. We're a lot more alike than we are different. And there's two things going on. Our response to trauma is one of three things. It's not just two, fight or flight. There's a third one called avoidance. It's playing dead. And in this one, it's very difficult to fight it. We can't get away from it. So our bodies want to play dead. And they're very low energy. And when I talked to my friend Cricket, she also said about day 10 in an ICU is when you see the depression finally set into families. When they realize that something traumatic and major has happened and life will never be the same again. And I'm starting to see that with people because I'm in contact with so many people across the country and around the world, where it's setting into people that this is big, we're trying to avoid it, we can't, and it's really hitting people. So what you're doing, what you and Imani and Bright Hawk and Hollis and so many others are doing, I think is really important right now, because it's a way for people to connect, it's a way for people to pray, it's a way for people to understand we are still all one tribe. We're all one
family. Absolutely.
And let people know you are still connected, you are still human, and we're still here for you.
It's so important, especially for us extroverts. You know, for years, everybody is making jokes about introverts. They need their alone time, and they need to go hide in their little caves or whatever and leave them alone. Well, all right, you guys complained for a millennium, you know, however many decades, years, whatever. Now you got it, okay?
Right, and
you're
having
your introvert
people
time.
Like you and me.
Enjoy it. You know, I don't want to hear you bitch anymore.
Right, because it's killing people like you and me.
Yep. I was the girl that would go and give hugs back in the 80s before it was a big movement of any kind. You know, I was notorious for that.
Yeah.
I've always been a big hugger and very social butterfly type hummingbird personality.
Well, we are talking around everywhere. Right, we are, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to someone who is a clown at Circus Circus. You don't get much more extroverted than that. Being a clown at Circus Circus.
True.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Squeaky the Clown is still on the wall at Circus Circus in Las Vegas.
Yep.
That was my first job, you know, at the age of 17.
And it set a tone.
It set a tone for the rest of my life, and nobody's taken me seriously since. So, and this was long before Stephen King made clowns evil, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
this is before clown trauma set in.
Way before clown trauma set in. It used to be cool to be a clown.
Yeah.
I know people don't believe it, but there was a time when people really enjoyed clowns, and like Ronald McDonald was a hit for a reason because people loved clowns.
Well, I think we have a new hashtag. I was a clown back when it was cool.
Right. I really missed that job. I'd go back to doing it in a heartbeat had it not been for Stephen King making it, you know, now an evil thing. And you know, unfortunately, I've had friends that have been, they had to get out of the business because it became too dangerous after those movies came out.
Ooh. Okay. We got to get back on track with ceremony here. So, because you and I, and we warned ourselves about this before this interview started.
I know. I was like, hey, Kip, when we go down memory lane, let's kind of stay on track this time. Let's stick to the bullet points of what we need to get out there for
and
a message.
We knew we weren't going to. We knew we weren't going to.
Right.
This is you and me.
But, you know, there's
we can go
so
for 3 hours.
Yeah. Amazing groups out there on Facebook and Instagram and whatever else social media things.
Right. Last night was not a one time thing. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely. We're talking about so Family of Fire, Bright Hawk and Hollis have said that they're looking at dates, possibly doing a full moon or a new moon or anyway, they put a survey out after last night's thing to see what people's availability and drive and what did they love about it, what didn't, what worked, what didn't. You know, because this is a learning process for all of us on what we're offering. So I say that like I'm part of them, but yeah, I guess in a way I am part of the tribe. So I am, even though I'm not doing the logistics for that one.
No. But again, that's one of those where one of the truths coming out of this period of time is we are all connected. We are all one family.
Exactly. When I say I get to help with any of this, it's because there is a small part.
Yeah.
Even if it's just advertising it, that I'm helping with this.
Right.
One
connects
own
to the other,
power.
Connects to the other. Yeah.
Right. You know, we have so many great resources out there if people just know where to turn. You know, one of the things that really blessed to know is like Hollis Taylor, you know, is an androgynous and does a support group that is just amazing. And you don't have to be androgynous or even LGBTQ or any of that. I mean, I love those people and I support them. So yes, I get involved because I want to know what are the concerns? What are people talking about, not talking about? What needs to be brought to the forefront, you know, correcting people with pronouns.
Well, see, I always like to be involved in that because I don't know everything. And I like to get answers here. Answers from people that it affects. I can't be an effective ally unless I know what it is that they need from me. And so I love groups like that.
Well, that's my whole point. How can us as individuals love and support and grow each other and help each other grow if we don't stay informed on these topics and if we don't work together? You know, it's all about communication and working together. Mm-hmm. So that's another great line. Mm-hmm. You know, Hollis has fantastic skills and great resources. And if you've ever spent 5 minutes talking to Hollis or Bright Hawk, you'll just fall in love and be all like rainbow sunshine and
kittens.
Uppity.
Kittens.
There.
Kittens.
Yes.
Kittens, damn it.
Yeah. I love them so much. I mean, they are just, they're amazing souls.
Yes. So how, if people are interested in connecting in with some of these ceremonies, Tanith, what are some resources that you know of that they could go to on social media?
One of the first ones I'm going to point everybody to is Open Spirit Circle Group on Facebook. Open Spirit Circle Group. It is based out of the DC metro area.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, not only when I was facilitating my our own group, if you will, in the DC area, we had Open Spirit Circle in the Seekers Church for over 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were running a circle every 2 months to 3 months, depending on the time of the year. When my sisters came down with cancer, I had to pull back from that, and I didn't have somebody else that could take over for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said in my absence, I wanted people like Angela Blue Skies and Randy Goldberg, some of the big leaders in other communities around here that did other types of events, whether it was music, drum circles. Kitty Gaughan gets in there and posts about her drum circles that she's doing. Kristen Arant also will post in there. Jackie McMillan will post her drum circles, and sometimes even her that art where you doodle. I don't know what it's called. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you, Jackie. I want to learn how to do it.
Automatic drawing.
She teaches you. It's a type of drawing where you end up making mandalas and really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it's got a name, and I keep saying I'm going to take one of those classes, and I just haven't yet. So anyway, the point is while I was gone taking care of my physical family, my spiritual community still used that platform, Open Spirit Circle Group, to keep in touch with each other about what they were doing. There's dance things that are posted on a regular basis where people would dance, you know, go somewhere to dance. Well, now that we can't do it in person with each other, we can still have the music playing on there and do a live stream, you know, Facebook Live with the music and the suggestions of the meditative space. You know, we can still do the drumming, and we can still do chant sharing and things like that. So what I've been telling people to do is to drop their link in there on when their event is and what they're doing, so people can access that, you know, and we can get it all in one space so that more people can see what's going on and what's available for them. And as I talk to more people, I'm trying to pull more people into it as far as posting more things, you know, getting Bright Hawk Productions being put in there. I will copy down things from Vegas Vortex. I will copy down things from Spirit Fire groups and other places, you know, Miss Imani's postings and Kitty Gaughan's postings, Christina Rintz, anyway, lots of them.
Well, yeah,
so
because
you know,
I
it's not just one type of thing. You know, we got Family of Fire sticks strictly with the alchemical fire circle type tech, is where Imani does more of a shamanic thing. So I wanted people to have choices.
Yeah, and I think,
you know,
there are people like the Waterhawks and Billy down in Florida that would want to know about that, and they want to connect because they have their own. I know Don and Daniela told me yesterday, and I didn't say it last night on the show, I'll say it tonight, is on the 31st, starting at 2 in the afternoon Eastern, everybody's going to join in, and it's just going to continue to move across the country as it hits 2 o'clock everywhere. So, and I know the folks down at Hawkwind in Northern Alabama would be really interested in all of this. It's a way of connecting people and bringing more people in, because I don't think we're going to be seeing much of one another this summer, the way things are rolling. And this is a way to do it, you know?
Yeah. We've got to find ways that people can stay connected as we're not able to do it in a physical sense, especially for those that are extroverted, that are looking for the connectivity outside. You know, there are other ways to harvest that energy. I want to get Hawkwind down in Alabama. I need to get them up on the Open Spirit Circle group.
I'll talk to them, because I've been in touch with them pretty much every other day. So I'll talk to them about that, Charla and Lulu and Tarwater, and bring them up into the Open Spirit Circle group.
Okay. All right, and I'll call Don and Daniela myself to get the link from them.
Yeah.
I love talking to them.
I know.
They are two of my favorite people, and I'm really hoping that things will settle down before the Maryland Renaissance Fair, because I really enjoy having them stay with us whenever they're working the Maryland Ren Fair, and I love working with them and helping to sell their wares. They are just such magnificent people, and their artwork is amazing.
Yeah.
And I am blessed to have a piece of it sitting on my dining room table.
I know. I have so many pieces of it here in the house, and I am so blessed to have those two as two of my best friends. And I really do hope things settle down, because, and I was talking with another friend last night, you know, when we all get to see one another, these hugs are going to be, it's like, put the phones away, folks. Do not even look, get out of our way. Because this is a 45-minute hug coming, you know?
When we're allowed to, I'm going to be dropping off grid for like 2 weeks at least, if not a month of, come on, everybody, let's get our hugs on. Do as many of the Fire Circles camping events, Starwood,
everything we can, you know? So.
Yeah, you know.
And we have that to look forward to on the other side of it. And, of course, I'm saying that, and Tanith and I are both extroverts, and we're both huggers. But the other thing I'm going to say to everybody, and I say it every night, the best way to love people right now is from a distance. That's how we break the chain of this transmission. That's how we get it safe to all be together again, is for now, we have to be separate from one another. I know there are some people just going out of their mind and wanting to sneak out and hang, or people thinking that, well, it's okay if it's out in the, out in a park or something.
Well,
be safe.
Yeah,
people.
And it's not really okay.
It's not.
I know people that are going out to these parks, and there's like over 100 people on one trail where you can't even do the 6-foot safe distance trying to walk the trail.
I had that the other day, and I had this dad with his kids look at me strange, because it was a boardwalk out of a state park down to the beach, and I could, with no leaves on the trees, I could see far enough down the boardwalk that they were coming up, and I literally just backed right away. It's like, because there's not space to be 6 foot apart in the width of that boardwalk, and he looked at me, and I'm like, sorry, dude, I'm staying my 6 to 8 foot, end of story.
You really want to be outside in your own yard.
Yeah.
Take care of your own yard, plant a garden.
Gardens are big. The other thing is going for you, because I know what you do for a living, when you talked about, what an incredible opportunity to get your house in order,
Well, I'm a professional organizer. So just like the pauper's kid never had any shoes.
Yeah, I know.
I think my house is the biggest mess. Now, there are some people that will argue with me, and no, we're not hoarders by any means. But
there's, I have been in that house with you.
I don't know a single person that doesn't say, oh, man, if only I had time to clean out my closets. If only I had time to do this project or that project. I've always wanted to paint the wall. I always wanted to do this, that, or the other in the house, and I never had time. Well, now you got the time.
Yep.
And if you don't know how to do it, or you have physical limitations, there's still ways to get those things done.
Because you are a professional at it. It is your business. Yeah.
Right. You know, and I'm even working out a way to safely go help people in their homes that are physically handicapped and cannot take care of certain issues for themselves. So they will not be in the part of the house that I will be in working, and I will clean and sterilize it before I come out and exit the property without even seeing them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe see them, but it'll be like 6-8 feet apart. And only accepting electronic payments, so there is no cash being handed back and forth or checks or anything like that. Like, eliminate contamination as much as possible.
And I keep saying on this show, like a broken record, that things will be fundamentally different when we come out of this. That's part of it, is we're going to recognize there are different, as far as I'm concerned, you know, people, some of the stuff I do up here, people coming together as a group to do grocery and pharmacy runs for elderly and disabled people and people who are immune compromised and shouldn't be out in public anyhow. That's stuff we should have been doing all along. And that's what I mean when I say, you know, things will be fundamentally different when we come out of this, because we're starting to recognize how important those kind of things are. So.
But, yeah, I mean, my mom had a major discussion with me. She's up in Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. Well, outside of Toronto, but nobody knows where Oakville is.
I do.
You do.
I do. In Buffalo. I do.
But most of the world, they don't, you know, Canada, it's somewhere up north, you know.
Yeah, back bacon, eh? Yeah.
But, you know, she's in the high-risk group. She's older, and she, you know, doesn't have the best health in the world, and neither does my stepdad. You know, and I was like, well, get Uncle Rob to run to the store for you and go to the post office for you. Well, Uncle Rob works in a nursing home. So he's under his own type of lockdown, and his girlfriend just came back from Denmark literally yesterday, so she's under another 14-day quarantine.
Yeah.
They quarantined her for 14 days before getting on the plane, and then 14 days after getting off the plane. She's not allowed to go anywhere.
Well, that's the only way to be safe right now. It's really the only way to be safe.
You know, even she can't help out for a while. Meanwhile, my mom hasn't noticed that she needs to pick up a package that she can't go pick up.
Yeah.
You know. You know, and other family members don't live anywhere nearby to be able to help her. So that's kind of, you know, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, I'm calling my nephews down in Hamilton, like an hour plus away, saying, hey, well, now that nobody's driving anywhere, it's probably less than an hour. But
yeah, I've been on the 401. The 401, 80 miles from Toronto, still looks like it's Los Angeles at noon. It's amazing. That, you know.
Well, that used to be before this all happened, and now it's, you know, it's fairly empty.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to look at traffic cams and see hardly anybody on the roads.
It's amazing. So back to what we were talking about and circling people back into that. So you're one of the hubs of fire circles and drum circles and prayer circles that are connecting with one another across the country. And last night was not just a one-off thing. There's a number of events.
Oh, no. There's going to be more, and we're you know, all of us are talking about other activities that we can do to help support each other, too.
Right.
So if there is, you know, if somebody comes up with an idea and a need and a whatever, and it's something that's going to feed our souls and stuff, please post it on Open Spirit Circle Group. Let's share this information with everybody so that more people can connect in and drop in when needed, you know.
Right. And on a personal level, for friends of Tanith that don't know me, it's Kip Williams in Buffalo, and Tanith will tell you the picture matches the voice. There's only one Kip. There's only one Kip in Buffalo, and a picture matches the voice. And it's Tanith Roberts in Maryland, and Open Spirit Circle is the group, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And for friends of yours, also that list of people that you named, Of course, I want to get every voice on the radio, and you've given me all those contacts. But if you're listening to this before I've contacted you, you can also PM me through Desolation Angel Radio or the Nomad Project, which is one of those things that is helping take care of the vulnerable communities up here in Buffalo. So we've got a way to start mixing all these together in a really good way and really live up to that one heart, one mind, one tribe, one family motto that we all have.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so grateful that I can help pull circles together. You know, I kind of feel like that pretty little flower of all the circles overlapping each other.
Yeah.
Being able to say, hey, this Kirtan group can work with this fire, you know, family of fire group can work with, you know, Katie's drumming or Imani's drumming or, the hand pan things or Bright Hawk's and storytelling. And a girl named Sheednest is running a poetry slam thing out of, Massachusetts.
Okay, because my old poetry bunch down in New Orleans, my old spoken word group, Esoterotica, is they're recording individually at home and then send the files to Jeff, and he's doing YouTubes right now every other Wednesday instead of them being on stage live. And they're releasing that, so that's another outlet, another spoken word poetry outlet right there. Esoterotica.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to get Sheednest involved. Maybe somehow them two can connect.
I can connect,
like a thing where people can jump in. Oh, and Campfire Joe. Oh my God. It's a different. It's a different Joe. He's out of Greenbelt, and he does. It's kind of like a talent show that they would do at the New Deal Cafe, where you could do a song, a poem, whatever, anything, like an old-fashioned talent show, you know? And it was a Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe Thursday night, I can't remember, thing. But, you know, like, when Campfire Joe is on and he does these live things, he pulls other people in through Zoom so that you can share your thing too. I'll have to get him to drop his thing down into Open Spirit Circle as well.
And now you and I are just being really you and I, so the audience is going with us as we railroad all over the place. Sheednest, I have to connect with Megan Burns down in New Orleans, because she just put Blood Jet Poetry up online when she had to cancel the New Orleans Poetry Festival. She's got something going on Facebook, a group called Blood Jet Poetry. So between the two of us, we need to connect them. You know, if you can get a hold of Sheednest, I can get a hold of Megan Burns, and we can put that together. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I think.
Kristen Arant just posted that they're going to be doing a drumming tomorrow online.
Tomorrow, let's do it. We got to remember you and I are in our own world. So tomorrow is going to be Sunday, March 29th. Correct?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are we talking about Sunday? Okay, yeah.
Yes, we're talking Sunday, March 29th at 4 p.m. East Coast time.
Yeah.
It's under the Drum Lady Arts.
Uh-huh.
Or, again, this will be in, there will be a link to it in Open Spirit Circle as well.
Okay.
But she's also on the Baltimore Rhythm Festival groups. We post a lot. We do a lot of cross-posting. The Wednesday night drum jams, things like that.
All right.
You know, trying to make sure that people stay connected in.
Right. I will tag you. Here's how we're going to do part of this. I will tag you in the little written blurb I do when I put the show online on Facebook. But I'm going to make it public. And so if you're tagged, feel free, because then you can tag other people in the post. And say,
I will, and then I want to share it within Open Spirit Circle so that people know that they can also contact you if they've got other things going on that
absolutely.
They'd like you to help.
Absolutely,
advertise.
Tanith. Absolutely. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. So we've got that hammered out.
Yeah.
We're going to put those links out there. There's a way for people to connect, a way for people to participate, a way for people to not feel so alone in this time of profound separation. And I thank you from the bottom of my fucking heart for being who you are and being on the planet right now at this time, and for being in my life and being my friend. I love you so damn much.
You know? I love you too, Kip.
You know, you are.
Yeah.
I do. I'm really grateful. You know, I am, and I'm humbled by the things you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to be as inclusive as I can for everybody. And, you know, my fire tribe, I call it my fire tribe, but the tribe family of fire, this community is what got me through some really hard times in the past, you know.
Yeah.
Dealing with grief is not easy, and everybody goes through it in different ways, in different stages, and unfortunately, going through this process is very much like going through grief again. You know, there's a lot of people in denial about what's going on. There's a lot of angry people. There's, you know, they're basically going through the, you know, all 5-7 stages of grief.
Oh, absolutely. I'm seeing it all over the place right now.
You know, so to be able to remind people that we have ways to stay connected. To remind people that, you know, you can do a Facebook Live, you can do, you know, other things to connect with people in your neighborhoods and stuff. The Next Door app will sometimes say, everybody at 3 o'clock, we're going to sing happy birthday to Joe down the street or whatever.
Oh, yeah, if you have the Next Door app, it has a community, it has a function to get your whole neighborhood, you know, involved in something.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's so many avenues and things now that we can use. And then, you know, that like a lot of my friends are real big gamers. I have a lot of nerdy friends out there as well. Geeky friends is the word I prefer to use.
Right.
But, you know, they're doing unique versions of D&D games, unique versions of Flux games, and the Pyramid games, you know, with the Looney Labs people. I love them dearly. And, you know, they're putting up different challenges and things to keep things interesting all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just, you know, my son's all about the whole, well, let me get home and do Call of Duty. I just want to blow some things up. Well, you can do that too, you know?
Yeah.
And talk to your friends in there.
Friends.
There's so many different things.
You talk to your friends while you're doing it. Yeah.
You know, and I worry every day because my son's a firefighter, so he's on the front lines every day, and the protocols that they're sending him through to keep safe and to keep others safe and all that. I mean,
I know I go in the back of my head all the time, Tanith. My oldest son is an ICU RN who volunteered for the coronavirus unit they built at his hospital.
Yeah. So
every day I have that moment when I wake up, you know, I get it.
Yeah. My son's not even on Facebook anymore. Like he's like, Mom, it's so negative there. I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to delete that.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it.
But it's my only avenue for keeping in touch with the real world as far for me is, okay, do I need to know about something going on political? Great. Facebook tells me there's this, that, or the other going on, and then I can go do the research on my computer myself.
Right. And I'm a known Facebook hater.
I'm
a known Facebook hater, you know that, but it's a useful utility in this time. So I'm on it. You know, it's that simple.
Right. Exactly.
Which is where, and I'm going to be a good radio host, Open Spirit Circle, that's the group, and those links are there, Tanith Roberts, Kip Williams, okay? Let's wrap this up, because otherwise you and I will talk until midnight, because we know ourselves.
If not longer,
If not longer.
I got that one night, we went, what, I don't know, 14 hours talking one night?
It was in the teens. we went a long time talking that night, but I love you so very much, and I thank you for coming on here. And what I'm going to try to do, and I'll talk to all of those individuals, we will try and set a show up next week and record it using Zoom or Skype and get everybody on at once and provide that kind of resource for people so that people know what other people are doing, and we can begin to weave that web of one mind, one heart, one soul, one tribe, one family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 This is great. You know, we're trying to help as many people get connected as possible.
Yeah, well.
So.
We got to remember.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for what you're doing, you know. We got to remember, in a time before there was a time when we were just souls, you and I were part of a great mass of people, that they said, okay, here's what's going to happen. And we raised our hands and said, send us. So we're just doing our job, both of us. You know, we're just doing our job.
I just like to help people.
Same here. I just like to help people.
I don't have an agenda. I had a lot of help during hard times, so I like to give it back when I can. Yeah. And, you know, help having everybody help stay connected when they want to be connected.
Yep. Yeah, see, for me, people have always reached a hand out and picked me up when I fell down. And it's all just right. Returning that. That's all. Reaching a hand out. All right. You have a good, let's see, what is it? What day is it? Saturday, yeah. You have a good Saturday night. I'm sure you have something exciting planned, just like I do, which is mixing the show down and getting it out there.
Yeah, well, we're actually reorganizing our dining room in a huge way, so
that's an exciting Saturday night. Yeah, you need to go.
All right. We're putting up shelves and taking down things and
okay, and now we get to I love you. Go get the shelves organized. and I will talk
to
you
again.
I will talk to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again within like 24 to 48 hours here, okay? God, I love talking to that woman. Tanith, and obviously through the interview, Tanith is one of my closest and best friends. And I talked to her partner, Dancing Tree Joe, last night. Tanith is somebody that, it's not a joke. There was literally one night where we went well beyond 12 hours talking to one another. We can sit down and we can talk. It's two kindred souls, two kindred spirits. And she is so wonderful. She's out there trying to help and put things together. And those of you who are festival friends, dance friends, fire tribe friends, really pay attention to those resources and let's put them together and really live up to that one tribe, one heart, one soul, one community, one family motto that we all live by. I was talking with Kate Dalton last night, and there's pre-COVID-19 and there's post-COVID-19. And for a lot of us, it's time to walk our walk and do all those things we said we'd do when the fecal matter hit the rotating device. And I see a lot of people doing it because there's so many good people, not just here in Buffalo where I live, but everywhere I see people stepping up to help take care of other people, take care of those vulnerable populations. There's a lot of people like me who have accepted and adjusted quickly, but I don't judge people who are in shock and in fear. This is a pretty awesome thing we're facing. And if you're one of those people that's accepted and adapted, then just step forward, you know, and hold that spiritual, emotional hand out from the 6 to 8 foot distance and say, I'm right here with you, and let people know they're not alone. In terms of Western New York and Buffalo, me here, yes, the Nomad Project and I, my project, we're out there taking care of essential runs, grocery and pharmacy runs for the vulnerable populations. If you know somebody in need of that, the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network is there. I am here, Kip Williams on Facebook. I always joke, yeah, the picture matches the voice. There's really only one Kip Williams in Buffalo. Desolation Angel Radio can DM me there. Or the Nomad Project, you can DM me, and I will get those messages. My phone number, if you do not have it, is area code 504-717-8386. You can call me, you can text me if you know of people in need. I have strict safety protocols I follow, and anyone that's around me knows that they have to be followed, because this is about all of us keeping one another safe. That's the best way we can love one another, is from a distance. Or if you're doing one of those runs for people, then you follow strict safety protocols. Mine are not just social distancing. I follow biohazard protocols. You know, I don't know but what I might be carrying it. I assume that other people around me might be, and act and operate accordingly. We are going to get through this. My faith has always been in people and individuals, not in institutions and systems and processes. It's been in people like you. And for the most part, people have not let me down. People will be good if you give them the chance to be, and we are going to come out of this on the other side fundamentally changed, and we are going to need one another more than ever. We will be in the middle of a massive depression. We will be in the middle of people that are still in shock. But we'll get through it together. We can do that. I promise you. I want to hear your voice on the radio. I want to hear from you. I want you to join the chorus of voices that has joined night after night after night here so that we have a record of these days and what people have done to step up and help one another. That means I want to hear from you. And if you need help, don't be afraid to yell. Me or somebody just like me will be there and we'll do what we can. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night. I have an idea on the guests I have tomorrow night. You'll have to tune in. I think we'll switch back to nursing. And we'll talk about that. Be safe, be well, practice social distancing, don't cheat, so that we can all have lives in a shorter period of time than what would happen if we were all bunched together. All right? I love you. I got your back somewhere out there in the night. One last song. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
When the road gets dark, just let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. When the tears you cry, oh, you can believe, just give these loving arms a try, baby, and have a little faith in me. 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 Well, have a little faith in me. And when your secret heart so easily, come here, darling, from a whispering star. Have a little faith in me. And when your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I'll be there to catch you. Because you're